Hi there, and welcome to this episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast, a very special episode with a rising star of our sport. This summer has probably been the best of his life, certainly professionally, winning not one but two world championship titles, one in Otapenni with the under-20s, and of course with the senior national team in Fukuoka. He's a great guy, an unbelievable talent. I'm delighted to be joined by Hungarian superstar Vince Vigvari. Now, just before we start, a quick reminder that we now have a Patreon account, so that allows you guys to support us financially. So if you appreciate our work and you are in a position to support us, head over to our Patreon page. The link is in our show notes, and contribute in any way you can. Of course, all of our content will remain free, but any contributions will really help us in our work to promote the sport. But now let's get on with the show, and a big welcome to Vince Vigvari. Hi, Vince, how are you doing?
Hey, James. First of all, thank you for inviting me and thank you for the kind introduction. I'm fine. I'm in the middle of my free time, I guess, from my coach, Daniel Varga. So I got one more week to spend however I want it. And yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Good. Yeah. You don't get much free time. You look very relaxed, so it's good. And I'm sure you're in a good mood, having had the amazing summer you've had. I was just explaining to you before we came on, but we received so many questions from you guys. Normally we do a part one and part two, but this time we're just going to ask all the questions that you guys have sent in on social media, get straight into that because we've received so many. So thank you for everyone that did send in a question. So we'll get straight on then. And the first person that did send in the question was Big Brother Vendo. And he asked, how does it feel to be the worst Vigvari?
I don't know in what realm he means it, because yeah, Surely not water polo. And also I can beat him in padel.
Oh, it's fighting talk. So you guys are obviously competitive. Obviously there's, you know, he's your older brother. You know, I know what it's like to have a brother. And someone else did ask later on, someone did ask, is there a battle between you and your brother? You know, obviously you guys are a family and you want each other to do really well, but would you say there is that kind of competitive edge between you and Vendo?
Yeah, there's obviously some competition, but we, you know, I think someone who grows up with a older or younger brother that close to him, there's naturally a competition between the two of them, whatever they do. So especially for us, we both play water polo. We kind of play the same position. So there is obviously a competition, but we always wanted to make sure that our relationship and our family and our bond is the first. And then the competition in water polo and in everything else in life is the second. So we always cheer for the other one. We are proud of the other one. So I think, yeah, we really appreciate each other's game, but at the same time, we want to compete. We want to be better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think kind of that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a battle, but let's also not forget that you both play for two of Hungary's best clubs, two big rivals. When you're having dinner with each other, does he ever say, "Oh, we beat you in the Hungarian Cup," or "We beat you in the Champions League"? Does he ever dig you out about that?
Yeah. Mostly he's joking around because he's in the position that they won most of the matches. But I mean, for me and also for him, it's not that special when we play against each other. It's mostly special for our family because, you know, they get to watch my parents get to watch their children playing against each other, and either way they win. If we win, then it's good for me, but if they win, it's good for him. So yeah, we are joking around all the time, but nothing serious.
Mm-hmm. Perfect result is it's a draw and you both score like 5 goals. That's probably the best for your, for your parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go.
He obviously said, how does it feel to be the worst Vigvari? There's things that you're good at. There's things that he's good at. What would you say the one thing that you're definitely better at than Wendell? And what would you say the one thing that he's definitely better than you at?
In water polo?
In anything. It can be water polo or it can be outside.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm more creative in water polo and outside of water polo than him. I would say that. And he can be more level-headed than me. I mean, I'm also very ambitious and I'm working hard, but I wouldn't say that he's more mature than me, but we are really different. So I would say he's more serious, and sometimes that's an advantage of him.
Uh-huh. And of course he has played a bit more senior water polo than you have. But I know that you guys enjoy, you know, playing paddle and gym work, and I know you know sometimes you play a bit of basketball.
Who would you say
comes out on top in those
I mean, I would say now I would beat him in paddle. In basketball, one against one, he's really tough to beat because he's really good at it. We competed everything. So we played ping pong, basketball, paddle, anything. We really like to play with Paul, obviously. But yeah, when we have a chance, we compete.
Good. Well, we'll leave it there. But I definitely think we need to do kind of a Vigvari games. Games between you guys. Following on from that question, we've got a question on Instagram from Lily, who says, would you have ever thought that you would be a world champion with your brother? I know that you said to us that your dream was to be like an Olympic champion with him. I guess, you know, the world championship is sort of up there on a similar level, but could you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that you'd be lifting the world championship title together?
Yeah, I mean, it was a dream of mine, but it wasn't really just a dream, because the confidence I have and the ambitions I have, I always thought of it as it really would be real. I would get to it. I didn't know if it will be at 20 years old. It is a really big thing for me, but it happened so early in my career. But I was always sure that I will get there, and I wanted him to get there. So we both wanted it, we worked for it, and yeah, we made it happen. So it's really good.
It's a great story, and just the only one left really is the Olympic one, and maybe we'll talk about that later. Slightly different question then, number 3 question from Milan, who says, who are you closest to at OSC?
Yeah, maybe I would say I have 2 guys who I've played with in my previous club, UBSA. One of them is Demet Dala, and the other one is Matteo Arani. And they are also close to me in age. But Christoph Varney, I think, is a really good defender and really good friend of mine. But also the guys who I just got to know last year, for example, Christian Monhert, he was really welcomed me with like open mind and open arms, and yeah, he's a really good guy. Or also I can, yeah, Gergi Burian, but really everyone is Eric Chachovsky is also a really good guy. So I mean, and all the other ones are we did really have a we really had a really good group of guys, and we had a good, I think, chemistry, and yeah, it was a good team. We will have a lot of changes next year, but I really enjoyed the last 2 years.
It's good. I just thought you were going to list every single player in the squad then that you were closest to. But no, yeah,
As I said, mostly the guys from my previous club, but there's a reason I said so many names, because we really have a good relationship with each other. So,
good, good. You mentioned there that you obviously started kind of your career professionally at UVSC, and we've got a question about that. And they're asking, why did you start water polo? I believe it's because your father.
Yeah. So my father played water polo until he was 24, I think. Then he's a half Hungarian champion, but because he that season, I think in March when they won the championship, so he didn't play in the final and in the playoffs, but he was part of the team, and basically he was the reason. It was my mother played tennis, and we have a big sister, her name is Wanda, and they kind of decided that obviously if we agree and if we want to, that if they had boys, then they would play water polo, and if they had a girl, then she would play tennis.
So in an alternative world, we might have seen your sister play for the Hungarian women's national team and you two both playing tennis doubles at Wimbledon or something like that.
I mean, that would be fun. We used to play tennis. I think I used to play tennis for like 2 or 3 years. I wasn't bad at it, but and I enjoy playing tennis also now. So
good, good. Okay, well, back onto the water polo then. And Cyprian on Instagram has asked, for you, who is the best player in the world right now?
Gergő Zelenki.
Gergő Zelenki. What do you think sets him apart? From you're his teammate, obviously. You see him train, you see him, you know him pretty well. What do you think sets him apart from others?
I mean, the last 2 years he won 2 Champions League. They won everything in Italy with Prodecco, and now he won the World Championships. He became the MVP. He became the MVP of the Champions League last year, and I think this year also. Maybe it was only the final 8, or I don't remember. But the game he has, and the natural talent he is. I think now is unmatched, and I think he's at his prime. He's 28, yeah. And yeah, he's really good.
And obviously he's a left-hander, and Hungary always seems to produce so many amazing left-handers. I mean, Vamos, obviously, who we'll talk about in a minute, but there are maybe 4 or 5 that are good enough to get into any other national team. What would you say about that? Why would you say that Hungary produces so many good left-handers?
I mean, I think it's just the game of numbers, because in Hungary it's kind of a traditional sport. Water polo is a traditional sport, so many young kids go to play water polo. Now out of a big number, there will be, you know, more left-handed guys and more talented ones than maybe in other countries. So I think that's it. But yes, it's true. In the last 30 years, I think all the best left-handers were in the Hungarian national team. I mean, there were obviously amazing ones in other teams, but we always have like very class left-handed.
Speaking of world-class left-hander, Adi on Instagram asks, why is Marton Vamos your role model? Now, obviously, in the last week on social media, this kind of Facebook message has kind of come to light that you messaged him when you were younger, maybe you were 10 or something. Firstly, just on that, did he remember that message or did you remember that message? Were you just scrolling back through the messages and then you found that you'd sent him a message?
It's a funny story. How it happened was, this is my first time playing with Marty in the national team. I think our first training together was this winter, because last year he wasn't in the team when I was. So it was our first time. And when we get to summer and we won the Junior World Championship and we joined the senior team, I decided that I wanted to, someday I wanted to tell this story to him, that it's a really nice story for me and it's a good memory. And he really was my idol growing up, one of my idols. In the beginning, he was the only one. And so I remember that we had these messages and he texted me back. But actually, I don't have the messages on my phone because of some reason. I think I deleted all my messenger messages, so I don't have it. I planned to come up to Marty one day and tell it to him, but I always wanted to find the kind of the perfect timing when it's something emotional or I feel confident I wanted to make sure that he will be as happy, or maybe not as happy as I am, but you know, he will, it will be a nice story for both of us. And then I think it was already on the last week of the World Championship Fukuoka, and I still haven't told it to him. And one of the dinners we were at, it was the four of us at the table. I think maybe Sirad, Jansik, Marty, and then I don't remember who was the fourth one, but we were talking and Marty said, Winterscam, aren't you the guy who messaged me like 10 years ago, who was a really, really, really small guy? And my jaw just dropped because I couldn't believe that he remembered. So I said, yes, it was me. And then I asked him to show me the messages because I told him that I don't have it on my phone. And we looked it back on his phone. And the thing that he remembered me somehow, I'm sure that he got so many messages back then or in the last 10 years. It was really, really, really a good feeling. And then he told me that a few years after that, he heard about me. So, I don't know, I'm a big talent or something. So he kind of matched it that I messaged him. And then he remembered it that way.
It's a great story. And obviously, as it turned out, the timing was pretty perfect because he then went on to be crowned world champion with him. So it's a brilliant story, really, and excellent memory from Marty, obviously, as well. So weren't embarrassed, were you? You weren't embarrassed that he remembered, or you were going to tell him anyway?
No, I was going to tell him, yes, and as I said, it was I think for me it was even better. It was even a better feeling that he came up with it. The only thing I feel bad about is that I don't have the messages. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's a great story. Moving on then, Shoma asks an interesting question. What was the hardest thing that you had to sacrifice for water polo?
I would answer it from a different perspective, because everyone tells you when you're young that if you want to play professional sports, you have to sacrifice a lot. You know, your social life, maybe girlfriend, partying, being with your schoolmates, and a lot of other stuff. But for me, and I would say for the both of us, me and my brother, it wasn't really a sacrifice, because water polo was the number one thing we wanted to do growing up. So it was our dream to become a water polo player, and we wanted to play every day and a lot of hours, so many hours every day, because we really enjoy it. We are still enjoying it now. But so it was for us, it wasn't a sacrifice that we couldn't go, I don't know, partying or we couldn't go on a school trip, because we wanted to play water polo. We enjoyed water polo so much that it wasn't really a sacrifice for us. And then when you get older, when you get around maybe 16, 17, your last years of high school, the world kind of opens for you. You know, there will be girls, there will be partying, other stuff. You know, you grew up, you can do everything by yourself. So that's the time when I think a lot of people change, or they give up professional sports because they kind of have a lot of other stuff to do, which is also fun. So, but luckily, we stayed with water polo.
Yeah. It's a great perspective on it. And now I guess you get to do everything. So it's not all bad in the end. Kind of linked to that, and obviously we have a lot of young people that listen. Ekaterina has asked on Instagram, being a young player, how did you, or how do you now, balance water polo with kind of like school or academics? Can you maybe explain how you managed it while you were at school, and how you're doing it now?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really important. I think studying is really important, because especially with sports, it's kind of, you never know what's going to happen. You can have an injury, or you can have whatever, and maybe your career ends tomorrow. So everyone who is doing, who does professional sports should study, I think. But for me, it wasn't really big of a deal growing up, because I think school wasn't that hard for me. I would say that, and I wouldn't say that as, I don't want to sound like a very big-headed guy, but it wasn't really hard for me, the studying part. And then in the end of maybe high school, it became a little bit more difficult, but I still had the experience of 8 years doing sports and studying together. So now it was my first year of university. I am studying business and management, but the second semester was I made it passive, because I didn't really enjoy it so much, and it was too much, because I had to attend school every day, not every day, but I had to actually go in there a lot, and it was a lot for me. So I think I will transfer to another school maybe, and get into a program where I can study more from home.
Yeah, Did you ever think about going to America and studying in the United States, maybe?
Yeah, we thought about it a lot because I have relatives in the United States. They were always telling us that we should go there. It's a really big opportunity and everything. And Vanda was at a Junior Olympics when I think he was 16 or 17. And he played really well and he got offers. But everyone knew that he also has a brother. That was me. So he got really serious offers. Really, really good ones from the best universities, but then he had to make a decision: either he goes or he stays. And I think he made a decision, or I know he made this decision that he wanted to stay and get even a better chance to get into the national team and play at the Olympics or the senior tournament. Because if he did went there, I think he would come back like from this either one year from now or 2 years from now, which is still young, is still young. But he even back then he really had a really good chance to get into the national team really soon. So that is the decision he made, and then I also kind of made the same decision because I also got offers from schools in the US. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean it's a difficult one because if he'd gone to America, maybe in terms of academics, he might have been a bit in a better place. But if you think about the role he's had to play in the last 3 years with Fradi and the Hungarian national team, it kind of made, you know, looking back, it seems like he's made the right decision.
Yeah, and actually one of the biggest offer he got was from Berkeley, and you know they won two consecutive champion NCAAs in the US, and now that we won the world championship, Coach Kirk messaged us that I think it made sense that you made this decision, or it paid off, or something like that. So, if he says this, then yeah, I think it was a good decision.
Yeah. Well, if the coach is saying that, he's probably right. Okay. One that's slightly not to do with water polo. Oristis asks, "Are you good at Call of Duty?"
No, I don't play any video games.
You don't play any video games. I know.
No.
I knew that Christian Manhertz played a lot of video games, and I thought maybe you were someone that he played with. But
no. But my brother was. Yeah. They play a lot.
Yeah. Is he any good or?
My brother.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know because I don't play. But it's funny sometimes when I go to my training and you know Christian is there and he was telling me that Vanda was so bad today or something like that
and you're like I don't care because I don't
yeah
I don't
yeah
play
yeah,
it.
Yeah I don't care and I don't know.
Yeah, good. Okay, this is an interesting question from Jose, who asks, what country besides Hungary do you have the most admiration for in terms of water polo?
That's a really good question. I mean, I would say Spain. Now Spain, because the way they play water polo is just beautiful for me. They have really good system. They are really good. They are really organized. They have excellent players, the best players in the world. And they play at a really high level. And it's just good to watch there. Their man ups, their man downs, their defending style and everything they do is really good, and they are doing it in a way that they are playing water polo clean, so they don't really punch and I'm not saying that they cannot be aggressive, but they compared to some other countries, they are yeah, I would say that they are more clean, and I could really appreciate it because I think, yeah, that's the purest of water polo, what they play now. And it's a reason that they, in the last 6 or 7 years, they got into finals so many times, and in the semifinals even more.
It's a good answer. Do you think you would ever want to go and play in Spain?
Well, obviously it's a good country, and I think yes, I would love to play there. Yes, in a great environment and in a good club that I will have the chance to compete for the Champions League title.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that then on the transfers page. Okay, this is another really good question. All the questions have been really good actually this week. Lucian asks, is there a time when you thought you wouldn't succeed in water polo and that you thought that you were bad? You know, do you ever sit to yourself and think, I'm not cut out for this, I'm not good enough?
I would say no, because I was so confident growing up since I started playing water polo. I don't know where this confidence comes from. Maybe that I'm the smallest, the youngest child of, I'm the youngest sibling, and maybe I had to be like really self-confident to get to the same level as my older, siblings was back in the day. I don't really know, but I started playing when I was 8. And since then, as I told you, I had these dreams and goals that I want to get here, but I always knew that it was going to happen. I knew that I had a talent, and I was working so hard my whole life that I knew it was going to happen. For sure, there are ups and downs. Maybe there are, especially when you are young, you cannot play at the same level for a whole season. There will be games when you play bad, and there will be ups. I mean, you know, when you play excellent, you play your best games. But I was never at the point that I wanted to stop playing water polo, or when I thought to myself that I wasn't that good or anything like that, no.
Obviously, you've got a lot of confidence and loads of self-belief. Is there any advice you'd give to maybe players who have got talent, or young kids who maybe don't have the same level of confidence, how they can maybe get to your level of self-belief?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the most important part is self-belief, but how you get there, that you have that confidence, is a whole other point. I would say it is called self-belief for a reason. You have to believe in yourself. But if you, for example, if you say that, okay, I'm gonna do everything 100%, and I'm gonna do some extra work, maybe, you know, work on my shooting skills or anything else, and you don't do it, then you kind of cannot trust yourself, because you said you were going to do that, but then you didn't. So the first thing I would say is this, and the second one is work hard, and trust in the process, because hard work always has some results. So I think these two will gain you some confidence, and then the good games and matches you have will gain you even more confidence. But the important part is maintaining that, because you cannot depend on whether you have a good game or a bad game. You cannot depend on if it was you hit the crossbar or it was a huge goal, because it these are centimeters difference, but you are the same player if you play one or two bad games, or if you play those two games really good. You won't be a different player. You just have maybe a bad day, but you have to tell your staff that, yeah, keep going, keep working hard, and I will get there.
Yeah.
Great advice. Okay, moving on. Viola asks, do you read? I mean, you don't play video games, and obviously you spend a lot of time playing water polo. Do you read books?
Yes. Now in the last year was, I think, my slowest reading year, because I only read very few books, but I think I started reading when I was 14 or 13, and I read a lot during my teenage years, and I really love reading now. There were some other stuff this year which came before reading for me, so that's the reason, but I really love reading, yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying on a previous interview that your favorite book was Steve Jobs's autobiography. Is that still the case, or is there a new one that's kind of taken over?
No, I mean, that was the first big book I read. I mean, a really serious book I read, and it had a really big impact on me. The guy who recommended it was Akos Konadik. He's also really big on reading, and we are very good friends for so many years now. That he was the one that gave me his book and told me to read it because he really liked it, and we have kind of a similar thinking. So I really liked it.
And his English is obviously really, really good as well.
He studied in a half English school, so his English is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you two after water polo might go into business then with each other.
I have some chances.
Good. Okay, well, we've got a question from a person you know well called Greta, your mother. And she asks, will he spend some time with his mom in the summer? Now, just before you answer that, like we talk a lot about you and Wendell, right? You know, you two, like the brothers playing water polo at the highest level. But obviously, there is a family around you, apart from the one that we all see, and including your mum and your sister and everything else. How important are your family away from the water polo, away from Wendell? You know, that's what we all focus on because we're the press and stuff, but there is obviously more family.
I mean, they are the base of everything. We really have the background to do anything we want and to achieve any goals we have, because we got so much support from our family that I think it's only depends on us what we achieve or not. I'm happy that you mentioned it that way, because we are both really big family guys, and our family is really important for us, and we are so thankful for them. I don't know if we say it enough, but we are really thankful for everyone in our family.
Good. It's good to hear.
Of course, especially for her, because she's our mother, and I think she, I mean, my mother and my father are the only ones who really understand what it took for us to get here, because you know they spent the whole journey with us, and so we have to be really thankful for them.
And I think we all do too, as the water polo community, because produced two amazing guys and two amazing players. We've got two more questions. The first one is from Ola Funke, who plays water polo for South Africa. And she asks, any nutrition tips? you know, any of it in terms of food, do you have any like guidance or any like tips that people can take away to maybe be a bit healthier or improve their game or anything like that?
I mean, I'm not an expert. So the first advice I would say is, go to an expert, go to a nutritionist and then work with them. But for me, for example, this year, I think I've gained like 5 kilograms because I have to be stronger. And I had a lot of gym sessions this year. And I also was really big on eating because I had to eat a lot to maintain my physique and to even gain some weight to get stronger. But I don't do meal preparation or stuff, but the only thing I look for is that I eat healthy, and I have to eat a lot. So I rarely eat junk food, and I have to eat a lot, and especially a lot of protein to get in good shape and to get a good physique. I still have to gain some weight, mostly muscle, but I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm. We have a thing in English called food heaven and food hell. What's your food heaven? What's your favorite food? And what's your food hell? What's the thing that you cannot eat? You can't stand it. You'll be sick if you go anywhere near it or anything like that.
Food heaven, I would say, is a good hamburger. And
classic.
Food hell is, I think, like last year, I would have said immediately mushrooms, but I don't know. I'm slowly starting to like some of the mushrooms. So yeah, but I'm still not very big on them.
We can convert you to mushrooms, I think. I think it shouldn't be too hard. Okay, well, the last question. Two people sent in very similar questions, so I'm going to read both of them out. Konstantinos asks, what are the next steps in your career? How do you focus? How do you stay focused, having won, you know, two really major gold medals in quick succession? And Jean-Bor similarly asks, what's the most important thing that you want to achieve next year? So what's next for Vince Vigvari, and what's the most important thing you want to achieve next year? I think I might know the answer, but I'll ask you anyway.
Yeah. So this summer will, as I said, I'm really confident, but this summer will give me some really, really extra power and energy for this season, I think, because the thing that I and we as a team achieved was amazing, and these are memories that I can, you know, I can think about, and I'm sure that it will give me some extra confidence in those down moments, and then I will start training a week from now, and then we will have the Hungarian Cup. And I think at my club OSC, we will have a really we will have a new team, because there are a lot of players who came to OSC and a lot of players who left. So we will have to work on our team a lot this fall. But I will keep staying, you know, I will keep working hard. And then we will have a European Championship and World Championship next year in January and February. And I want to get there. I want to get in the team and, you know, play at a high level, so that next year I will have a good chance to get into the main event. And everyone talks about the Olympic Games everyone knows that's the goal of mine, but it really is the goal of every Hungarian kid who starts playing water polo. But yeah, this year will be a lot of hard work, and I think I had a really good season last year, especially the second part. So I want to maintain that, and then improving some parts of my game that I know I have to improve in to get a good chance to get into the Olympic team.
Well, we hope and we wish you all the success going forward. We hope you make them, and we thank you for your time, and we thank everyone else for sending in all the questions, and we as I said, wish you good luck, and thank you for joining us today, Vincent.
Yeah, thank you, James, for the invitation, and of course Marco, and thank you everyone for the questions. I really enjoyed it.